ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम भगवद गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 15 चैप्टर एंटाइटल ध्यान योगा। युंजन एवं सदात्मानाम योगी नियता मानसा संतिम निर्वाणम परमामान मत्संस्थान अधिगच्छति। ये ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय दिवान गेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन दस प्रैक्टिसिंग कॉन्स्टेंट कंट्रोल ऑफ द बॉडी माइंड एंड एक्टिविटीज द मिस्टिक ट्रांसेंडेंटलिस्ट हिज माइंड रेगुलेटेड अटेंड्स टू द किंगडम ऑफ गॉड और द अबोड ऑफ कृष्णा by cessation of material existence. Purport. The ultimate goal in practicing yoga is now clearly explained. Yoga practice is not meant for attaining any kind of material facility. It is to enable the cessation of all material existence. One who seeks an improvement in health or aspires after material perfection is no yogi according to Bhagavad Gita. Nor does cessation of material existence entails one entering into the void, which is only a myth. There is no void anywhere within the creation of the Lord. Rather, the cessation of material existence enables one to enter into the spiritual sky, the abode of the Lord. The abode of the Lord is also clearly described in the Bhagavad Gita as that place where there is no need of sun, moon or electricity. All the planets in the spiritual kingdoms are self-illuminated like the sun in the material sky. The kingdom of God is everywhere, but the spiritual sky and the planets therefore are called Paramadhama, or superior abodes. A consummate yogi who is perfect in understanding Lord Krishna, as is clearly stated herein by the Lord himself, mat chita, mat para, mat sthanam, can attain real peace and can ultimately reach his supreme abode, Krishna Loka, known as Goloka Vrindavan. In the Brahma Samhita 5.37, it is clearly stated, Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuto. The Lord, although residing always in his abode called Goloka, is all-pervading Brahman and the localized Paramatma, as well as by dint of his superior spiritual energy. No one can reach the spiritual sky, Vaikuntha, or enter into Lord's eternal abode, Goloka Vrindavan, without the proper understanding of Krishna and his plenary expansion Vishnu. Therefore, a person working in Krishna consciousness is a perfect yogi because his mind is always absorbed in Krishna. Krishna's activities. Savaya Mana Krishna Padara Vindayo. In the Vedas also, Svetatna Upanishad, we learn Tam Eva Viditati Mrityum Eti. One can overcome the path of birth and death only by understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. In other words, perfection of yoga system is the attainment of freedom from material existence and not from material magical jugglery or gymnastic feats to be fool innocent people. Translation once again. Thus, Hare Krishna. I don't know what to speak. Somehow, I am not a preacher. Prabhuji has told me to give the class. I am giving. So please tolerate me. If at all I don't speak the way a philosophically convinced person and who has a sastric knowledge speaks, I'll speak something about what I have understood in Krishna consciousness hearing Prabhupada and our Guru Maharaj. This verse is a very important verse. It gives us a full clarity what is the aim of yoga is, what we are able to mean, what is the meaning of actual yoga. Prabhupada makes it so clear, the translation is so clear. Thus practicing constant control of the mind, of the body, mind and activities, the mystic transcendentalist, his mind regulated, attained to the kingdom of God or the abode of Krishna by cessation of material existence. Krishna consciousness is a very serious topic. It's a very serious process. Anybody who has come into Krishna consciousness should understand the depth of Krishna consciousness if he really wants to get the fullest advantage of Krishna consciousness. In the beginning days or in the beginning stage, it's okay. Chanting, dancing, feasting, it's wonderful. But a serious devotee is that devotee who understands that what I can attain from Krishna consciousness. What is the goal of Krishna consciousness? What I wanted to achieve from Krishna consciousness? What is the focus or a goal I wanted to get from Krishna consciousness? If that person has not understood that, he will be on a superficial platform. He will not be understanding the depth of Krishna consciousness. And if a person has understood the depth of Krishna consciousness, he will be understanding it and he will be convinced. And he will be coming in front of the Gaudiya Acharyas, Prabhupada and all the Acharyas, Mahaprabhu and Krishna. And he will say in front of him from the core of the heart, Prabhupada, Mahaprabhu, I am sold out. I am going to be here till the last breath of my life. Even if I am not going to achieve the success or the achieve whatever the goal I have, if I am not going to get that goal, yet I will be going on giving my life after life after life, but I am not going to leave you now. This is what is Krishna consciousness. Once you understand the depth of it, you understand that there is nothing higher than Krishna consciousness. This is what a sincere devotee has to aspire from it. That's why it is not a cheap thing. It's a very serious thing. Anybody who has taken Krishna consciousness has to understand that I'm sold out now. There is not going back any time. I have here committed and I'm not going to go anywhere else. If I get the mercy of the Lord, wonderful. I want to get it. That's why I'm here. But even if I don't get it, I'll be coming here for birth after birth after birth. There's a wonderful verse in Srimad Bhagavatam where Rukmini is writing a letter to the Lord. And in that letter she is writing that, Krishna, I am not fit that you will accept me as your wife. I am not so elevated. See, the goddess of fortune is writing this type of a letter. I am not fit that you are going to accept me. But please note, Krishna, even if you don't accept me, for the whole life I will be doing tapascharya. I will completely strain my life thinking of you and doing all the austerities. And afterwards I will give my life. Again I will take birth. Again I will do the same thing. And let it go for hundreds and hundreds of births. But one thing will be very sure, Krishna, I am not going to leave you. This is what is ideal Krishna consciousness. We are here for that purpose. We are here to tell to Krishna that, Krishna, here I am sold out. Every second I am committed to you. Not every second, every day I am committed to you. Not every day, every week I am committed to you. Not every week, every year I am committed to you. Not every year, every decade I am committed to you. Not every decade, every birth I am committed to you. I don't have any other option. This is what is ideal Krishna consciousness. Mukunda, when Mahaprabhu didn't give the mercy to Mukunda, and when he was being told that he will get the mercy after 10 million births, he said, I am going to wait for 10 million births. This is the ideal Krishna consciousness. We are here for that purpose. That's why a serious devotee is that devotee who understands the depth of Krishna consciousness. And he should be serious about it. He should be understanding when he comes to Krishna consciousness and when he understands the depth of it, he should understand, here I am sold out now. There is no going back. There is absolutely no going back. A person who is of that consciousness, he will able to attain the goal. Not a hodgepodge devotee. Not a person who is just come over here and just running here and there and not understanding what is the depth of Krishna consciousness. Yeah, Krishna Prabhupada makes it so clear. Thus practicing constant control of the body, mind and activities, the mystic transcendental is mind regulated, attains the kingdom of God. Constant. It is not a cheap thing. Every moment, every second, we are here to sold out to Krishna. Now, what is the goal? Yeah, Prabhupada says, makes it so clear, to attain the kingdom of God. That is our goal. We want to finish our business. We want to see to it that we finish our life, finish our business. We want to go back home, back to Godhead. Exclusively in this lifetime itself. This is what is God here. This is what Prabhupada wants to give it to us. He doesn't want any of his disciple or his grand disciple to go on rotting in this material world again and again and again. He wants to that whosoever has taken birth in this material world and has accepted Gaudiya Sampradaya or ISKCON, he has to be very clear in his mind, I want to finish my business. I don't want to go in any mother's womb anymore. This should be the conviction. A devotee should really pray to Krishna that this is Krishna, this is my target. This is my focus. I want to achieve this focus in my life. I want to see that I finish my business. I don't want to take any chances now. Do anything in my life, but I want to finish it off. Prabhupada, that's why, just imagine, Prabhupada at the age, just he started the magazine. What he gave the name of the magazine? Back to God at that time. He just started, is it not? He started in 1944, correct, BTG? And he started his preaching at around something like 1965, correct, in a full-fledged way. But even at 1944 also, his thoughts were very clear. No more hodgepodge. No more rotting over here. Finishing the business. We want to get out from this place. We don't want to hanging around over here. Little bit advancement and get again some human birth and again getting adjustment, again going out. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, ghatre shayanam. This is not we wanted. We want to see that we finish it off. This is the goal. It's a serious business and this is the goal we have. But the problem for us is we being in conditioned soul, 84 lakh species, we have been rotting again and again, and finally we have got this human life. Our conditioning has always been so loaded. Conditioning, there is only one focus in our life, is sense gratification. So loaded with sense gratification. Although we know everything, but whenever the opportunity of sense gratification comes, we get carried away. We know the philosophy, we know what we are supposed to do, we know what is the path, we know what is the target, we know what is the goal, everything we know it. But when the opportunity of sense gratification comes, we get carried away. Just get carried away. That's why Prabhupada used to say, take this Krishna consciousness very seriously. Why? Because our conditioning is always going to hamper us again and again. Unless until we don't take it seriously, we will not be able to take the success. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath. Conditioning is so strong. Everybody knows, I'm talking, being in the stock market, I can tell. Everybody knows gambling is bad. Correct? Everybody knows that it's a mess. I'm over there from last 22 years. I've seen people have lost heavily. They've taken vow. Everything, they know it. This is nonsense. We should not do it. We will not do it. Again, something comes up and they feel it. Oh, I have lost the game, or I have missed the bus. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath. Again, everything they know it, yet they come back. We know that we are not supposed to eat this. We know everything, yet some temptation comes and we get carried away. So much conditioning is there. So much conditioning. That's why we have to be more serious. We have to understand. Once we know what is the goal, once we know what we are supposed to do it, and once we see what is our conditioning, we have to become extra serious about it. Otherwise, Prabhuji, we will not be able to achieve the goal. Krishna helps those who help those. Krishna will help those who help themselves. We have to take it seriously. If we don't take seriously, let me tell you, it will be only a superficial platform. It will be a theoretical platform. I am supposed to do this, but I cannot do it. It should not be that way. Our conditioning is definitely going to hamper us. Till the last breath of our life, we have to go on having a fight with the conditioning. It's not going to be a cheap thing. we really have to pay a heavy price for our conditioning. It's not going to be cheap. We have to struggle. There is a very nice thing our Guru Maharaj used to give one class. He said one topic. He said, no pain, no gain. If you really want to get something, you have to pay the price. And what is the price? Price means really you have to have a fight. Is it not from morning itself? So much fight. Prabhuji, there is no war going on outside. War is going on inside. Is it not? From morning itself, how much we are struggling with our mind. So much struggle. So much struggle. And if we are not serious, we will say, that's it. Chalo, chhodo. If we do that, immediately Maya has an advanced, our Guru Maharaj always used to say, Maya has an advanced microscope. You know, microscope is a normal thing. Advanced microscope, little bit weak, Maya just traps you. And wherever is your weakness, Maya knows exactly what is your weakness and she only exploits that weakness. She will not do anything wherever you are expert. Wherever your weakness is there, she will only exploit at that time and you get fallen. You get carried away. And it becomes so difficult for again to come up. So difficult. That's why you have to be constantly having a fight. It's a serious matter. You have to be serious. If you are not serious, you have to pay the price to get it. Kick and kick and kick off Maya. Get little pleasure. Get little pain. Again pleasure. Again pain. Go on rotting again and again and again. If you want to really get out, I will do anything. I want to get out now. It's too much now. This should be the conviction when you have all those conditioning trying to overcome you. And that's why your Prabhupada is making so clear. If a devotee who understands I have this much conditionings, I have so much problems, then he will understand that practicing constant control of the body, mind and activities, mind regulator attains the kingdom of God. Constant control of the body, mind and activities is required, Prabhu. Constant. It is not some 8 ghanta, 2 ghanta. No, 24 hours we require constantly. Take an example of body. Constant control of this body. Eyes. That is control of the senses of the body. Eyes. Our eyes wants to see everything nonsense. And we have to control it out. So difficult, Prabhu. Absolutely so difficult. We want to watch the TV, T20 or whatever, control. We want to see some posters, control. We want to see something which you are not supposed to see, control. So much it is difficult. And sometimes we get tired. Oh, too much now. Let me just take one look. And just our, once you take that look, it becomes fixed up in your heart. And it becomes extremely difficult to take it out. Have you experienced it? It becomes so difficult to take it out. That's why little bit negligence, our Guru Maharaj always used to say, any negligence in Krishna consciousness means inviting Maya to trap you. As simple as that. Any negligence. This is negligence. Negligence means from our eyes something which we are not supposed to see, that we have seen it and we are completely lethargic at that time and not giving a push to Maya to get it out from our heart. That impression becomes fixed in our heart and it becomes extremely difficult to take it out. Extremely difficult. Eyes. Ears. How much things we wanted to listen to something which we don't have to listen. I remember when I just came into Krishna consciousness, I was very attached to one singer, Mukesh. You know Mukesh? He was a singer. So attached, Mahapre. I had something like, I remember, 800 songs, cassettes I had with me. I was so mad after it. I was so mad. And when I was being told that, no, you have to leave it, I said, no, I cannot do that. I will sing, he used to sing most of the tragedy songs and everything. He said, this is really, it helps my Krishna consciousness. And nonsense, somebody told me, this is nonsense. This is sentimental. It took me so much time to take it out, that Mukesh songs from my heart. But then I understood, if I don't do it, I have to come back again. Forget about Mukesh. 100 of Mukesh will go away. I want to get out from this place. So so attached to that songs. When was there was some orchestra or something used to there, anywhere in Bombay, I used to go and listen to it. Just because I was so attached to those songs. There was one song I was so attached. Even right now also when that music comes, my ears go directly over there. My wife says, what nonsense you are now. But I said, so much conditioning. Ears. Constantly, Prabhuji. It's so difficult. Tongue. Mapre. Many things we are not supposed to eat, yet we are getting carried away, is it not? We are not supposed to eat outside food as a Krishna conscious devotee. How much we are attached. This is the price you have to pay if you want to have pure devotional service. If you want pure devotional service, you have to pay the price. Only chanting, dancing, feasting doesn't work out. It's all external, it's on a superficial platform. You want some pure devotional platform, which is very rare. If you want to have it, you have to pay the price. The thing which you cannot do it, you have to do it. And when Krishna sees that this person is ready to do anything and everything for getting pure love of God, then he takes you seriously. He will not take you seriously till the time you just come over here and do whatever you like it and say, Prabhuji, I am a devotee, chanting 16 rounds, Kanti Mala pehen liya, tilak kar liya. That is okay. If you want pure love of God, pure devotional service, which is very, very rare, you have to go on struggling at every now and then. Tanga. Even in prasad also we see to it that we get two gulab jamus more. This itself makes it clear how much attached we are. Even 1 hour we don't get the prasad late, our mind is so disturbed. This itself makes it clear that we are so attached. Fasting is there and that time we are thinking only of prasad rather than thinking of Krishna. Makes it so clear how much we are far away from Krishna. Janmashtami time, in the night, between 9 and 12, we are only thinking of water, nothing else. Makes us so clear how much far away, so much attached to bodily function. So much we are far away from devotional life. When we go for the yatra, and in the yatra, supposing if you are a little bit late by 1 hour or 2 hour, we are stuck up in some place and we are not able to reach on time for prasadam. You should see the faces of the devotees. So disturbed. Understanding how much in-depthness is so lacking in our life. Tongue. So attached to some food which is available in restaurants. We can't leave it. In fact, in our household life, I say that I am very attached to something. We tell our wife to prepare at our house. Just because we wanted to satisfy with tongue. So difficult it is. And unless a Prabhupada says, practicing constant control of the body, mind and activities, then only you can attain Krishna Lok. Tongue, so much difficult. We have to do it, Prabhu, if you want something higher. Krishna says very clear, yatha ma prapadyante, as in when you surrender, I will reciprocate accordingly. We have to pay the price. Not so cheap. This is tongue. Skin, touch, how much we are attached. Genitals. I don't have to speak so much into that, you will understand it. Sex desire is so difficult to take, give it up. So difficult. That's why I always used to say, battle is not outside, battle is inside. Battle is constantly inside. Constantly fight has to be given. This is regarding body. What about the body? Then it is mind. How much the mind is disturbed? Huh? Just imagine. Huh? From morning itself the fight starts. I don't want to get up in the morning. Or you have to get up. You have to chant. No. Yesterday in the night it was a late program. Confession. No, you have to get up. No, you have to go to sleep. With full force we get up. Oh, you don't have to take bath. Just take the bead bag and start chanting now. No, you have to take bath. You have to be pure. Difficulty. Again, after bath, oh, you have to take hot water bath. No, cold water, hot water, cold water, hot water. So much fight. Chanting. Oh, let us chant. At least, I want to chant, but I want to chant very loudly. I don't want to chant loudly because chanting loudly becomes me more fatigue. But we know it, when we chant softly, we go to sleep. inside our intention is to take lightly. So much fight constantly. 8 rounds. Let me take some rest now. It's too much now. I'll do it afterwards. Let me read newspaper. Newspaper has come. First I'll read newspaper so that all my tension will be get over. Then I'll be chanting soundly. Is it not the thoughts are coming in your mind? Is it going on properly or not? Is it related now or something? Is a problem only to me? Let me just read the newspaper. No. Newspaper, nahi. Afterwards, everything. Phone call. Oh, we tell our wife, tell him that I'm chanting. But just tell him, what is the problem? I will talk with him afterwards, chanting the Vaisal Rasha. He cannot do it, Prabhu. Krishna will go on checking. Krishna has an x-ray of yours. Not our chest x-ray. Your consciousness x-ray, Krishna has it. And Krishna just sees that. What is the consciousness this person has? Is he really committed? Is he ready to do anything and everything for me? Is he ready to pay any price for getting my mercy? If he is that way, then I will take him seriously. Otherwise, ye yatha ma prapanya, thoda thoda deta rahunga, chalte raho aage. This is what will happen. Mind, so much. Arjuna himself is in chanchala me mana Krishna. So difficult it is. It has to be so much big struggle. Activities. Prabhupada makes it so clear. Control of the body, mind and activities. Activities. Our lifestyle should be so clean, Prabhu. Our integrity. How much in our business and all other things. How much we are not properly having integrity. Our lifestyle. Our daily schedule, what we are eating in the house, how we are staying in our house, what type of a dealing we have with our son, with our parents, with our wife. These are all our activities. What is the morality we have? What is the ethics we have? Everything will be counted if you want to get pure devotional service. It's not only chanting and everything is going all right. Everything will be counted. What type of activities we have? What is the integrity? What is the morality? What is the ethics? What is the lifestyle? Are you a hypocrite? Or are you straightforward? What is the in and out is very clean? Or something else is going on? In is something else and out is something else. Krishna will see everything. And when a person who is having all the things proper, his body, means he's constantly controlling his body, as I said, all the activities like eyes, tongue, neck, ears, everything. Controlling, trying to control his mind, his activities. When all this thing has been properly controlled, then Krishna says so clearly, he will have the strong desire to finish his business in this lifetime itself. A person can have this type of a thing only when he has a strong desire, only when he is able to constantly control. Prabhupada makes it so clear. Thus practicing constant control. It's not only for 2 minutes or 2 hours or 2 days or 2 years. Constant control of the body, mind and activities. That's why Krishna consciousness is a lifelong process. It's not for 1 year or 2 years. It's a lifelong process. When the person is controlling all the things, then a strong burning desire comes in his life. What is the strong burning desire comes in his life? He's thoroughly convinced. Krishna, do whatever you like in my life, but I want to finish my business now. This is too much in this material world. Everything is a crazy over here. Everything is a nonsense over here. I don't want to take any chances now. Do whatever in my life you want to do it, but see to it that I finish my business. This type of a burning higher core fire emanates in his heart. He's so clear. I always used to think, when a person is joining Krishna consciousness, he takes Krishna consciousness very seriously. Practically, if you see to it, there are four major problem comes in his life. These are the four major, and I don't think so there is any more than these four problems that comes. First thing is, when a person has accepted Krishna consciousness, he might lose his wealth. Fakir. Raste mein aa gaya. It might happen that way. He has become a fakir. Everything is Krishna has taken away from him. He might have a big jolt. Oh, baap re, kya ho gaya? Second problem that comes up is, he might just lose his health. Either wealth or health. Third thing it might be happening is, society might have rejected him. He's a gone kiss. Hare Krishna wala ho gaya hai, chalo gone kiss. Wealth, health, society has rejected him. And the fourth thing which is very, very disturbing for a person is, intimate family members, husband, wife, brother, sister, father, mother, they have rejected him because he has become Hare Krishna. It can be either of these four things. I don't think so. All the problems are surrounded to these four things. Is it not? Anybody thinks of anything else? These are the four major problems. Health is gone. Wealth is gone. If he has accepted Krishna consciousness. Society has rejected him. And his family members have rejected him. If a person is constantly controlling his body, mind and activities, what happens is, he will have that consciousness in his heart about going back home, back to Godhead. He becomes so fixed up, he feels it, that even if one problem comes out of the four, or two problem comes, or three problem comes, or even if all the four problem comes at a time, that means, because he has accepted Krishna consciousness, his health is also gone, his wealth is also gone, family has also rejected him, society has also rejected him, even all the four things happens at a time also, Krishna, I am not going to leave you. This is an ideal Krishna conscious devotee. We want to have that in our life. Let anything happens in my life, Krishna, I am not going to leave you now. I want you, you and only you now. That anybody can say as Madhvacharya, what is this? Ishwar Puri, spiritual master Madhvendra Puri, correct? As he was saying in one of the verse, that Krishna, anybody can say anything to me. I am getting lasting pleasure by thinking about you. Let the society tell me a hypocrite. Let they blaspheme me. Anytime anything can say anybody. But I am getting the nectar which I cannot even explain it to anybody. This is what a consciousness should be there of a devotee. This is what we are supposed to have it. This can be only possible when you are very clear about it. That I will follow all these things, constantly I will follow it, and after getting constantly following Krishna, I will give you that realization. Because this realization can come only when Krishna gives his causeless mercy to you. Pure devotional service, don't think it is there in your hand itself. You can give something and you will go to get it. Pure devotional service is a master key that Krishna has kept in his pocket. He is not going to give it to anybody. Unless until he is convinced, then only he will give it to you. And you cannot convince Krishna by doing something jugglery where your intention is something else. I can cheat you, you can cheat me, but we can't cheat Krishna. Always understand that. We should be open whatever you are in front of Krishna. This is what I am, Krishna. I want you now. I am trying my level best in all these angles. Now I leave it to you. Please help me out. Then Krishna might take it seriously. This is what we want. You might ask me, Prabhuji, what should we do? We don't have this consciousness. You are speaking something very heavy. I might not be able to absorb it. It's not so. If you want to have this thing, there are some three, four things which we have to understand. You can have this type of a consciousness and you will ready to constantly have a fight with the body, mind and everybody. Only and only with one conviction you should have it. And this is the basic of Krishna consciousness. That's why Prabhupada used to emphasize so much onto this. One thing you should be thoroughly convinced. And what is that conviction? You should be frustrated with this material world. Unless and until a devotee is not frustrated with this material world, he cannot give his heart and soul to Krishna consciousness. You should be frustrated. Are you happy over here? All your planning has worked out over here? Are you blissful? We have, for so many years, we have, forget about so many 84 lakh pieces, forget about that, at least in this lifetime, at least we know what we have done it. We remember how much we have planned it and how much the plan has been successful. And even if it is successful, whatever we targeted from that plan, are we able to achieve it? And even if we have achieved it, are you, the mind is peaceful? This itself makes it so clear. Maya is just going on giving lots and lots of temptation and we are getting trapped into that temptation and finally she kicks us out. Is it not? I am a householder. I have been married from last 17 and a half years. My wife is a devotee. My son is also serious in devotional life. We both of them are trying our level best to adjust with each other. And my son is also trying to adjust with father and mother. Whatever that has been told to us, we try to follow it. But I have to tell and sit with my wife and ask her, you are trying to adjust with me and I am also trying to adjust with you. Tell me from the core of your heart, are you really blissful with me? I used to tell her, I can tell my realization for you. I am also trying to make you happy, but I feel it, I am not blissful. And she also accepts it. We are not blissful. Even after doing all adjustments, all compromise, all satisfying each other and not to have quarrel, difference of opinion, trying to subdue your false ego, everything, still, she can understand that we are not meant for each other. We are meant for Krishna. Still, we'll tolerate and finish it up, but we are not meant for each other. This makes it so clear that we are not meant for this place. We are not meant for this place. We will adjust because there is no other option. This is the best thing we can do it in Krishna consciousness. But there is nothing higher than this. We are not blissful. How many? There are very less householders are there. But any householder who says that they are not agreeing, let us be very clear about it. We don't want to negate it. We will get married. We have to be married and we have to take up the responsibility. We will be getting married, we will be taking the responsibility and we will be thoroughly following the responsibility. We will not compromise it. We will not run away from our responsibility. If you run away from the responsibility, that means Krishna will kick you out because you have not struggled. That is superficial if you run away from it. We will struggle. We will make each other happy to try our level best. But in our heart, we have to understand that this is not proper. Something higher should be there. I am not happy and let me go for that higher thing. We will tolerate and finish it off and make each other happy to the best we can. And struggle also. That will make Krishna happy and Krishna will give us highest destination. Are you able to understand? Takes time, so you have to suffer for that. We'll take some question answers afterwards because it will take some lots of time. Understand little bit here and there to some extent? About children, chalo, talk about the children. Those who are having a children after 13, 14 years, once the children comes into the teenage, I have asked so many people, I might be little bit wrong, but I have analyzed it. The children are also not happy with the parents once they are going through a teenage, and the parents are also not happy with the children. Teenage has started and so revolving and so argumental. And so miserable life. That children who was so submissive and so receptive, that children is completely revolting. Revolting. And you feel it. This is what I have developed this child. I had so much plan for this child. I had so much big dreams for this cell, and see that he's retaliated. Such a disgusting thing. Such a disgusting thing. We are like a puppet, huh? Just Krishna is making us dance and we are dancing, and still we feel I am the owner. I am the proprietor, I am the controller. Nonsense it is. I'll give you some examples. Before 6 months back, there was an acute oil problem. Everybody knows it. The oil price went up to $170 a barrel. Correct? At that time, all over the world, it went very steeply from around $60 to $170 in a very short span of time. I, being a stock analyst and being in the stock market, I used to do the analysis. I have not read even one single magazine or one research analyst person who has forecasted that within 1 month or 1.5 month, the oil price is going to increase from $60, $65 to $170 a barrel. We, all over the world, people are spending crores and crores of rupees in research. Huh? Why, where is this analysis? Why no prediction has come up when you are spending so many crores and crores of rupees for research? What it makes it indicating? It indicates very clearly, Krishna is making us dance and we are dancing, but yet we are not accepting the reality. Do you agree? This is, and after that, when the rate was at $170 a barrel, at that time people were thinking, $300 hone wala hai. Nobody had given a prediction that within 4 months, from $170 a barrel, it is going to come to $44. What is this nonsense, huh? Where all this research money is going? What is big prediction? Talk about the stock exchange. The stock exchange, the census was 21,500 was the peak in December 2007 or January 2007. Nobody had predicted. We are spending crores and crores of rupees in research. Crores and crores of rupees research. Nobody had given a prediction that from 21,500, within 8 months, it is going to come to 8,500. Not a single person has, because I have to read. For my profession, I am reading all the magazines and all newspapers. Not a single person. They are managing our funds, all these mutual fund people. They are managing crores and crores of rupees. Nobody has predicted that within 8 months from 21,500, it will come to 8,500. And see the foolishness now. When it reached up to 8,500, at that time, I used to ask, now, what do you think about this market? 5,000 ho jayega. It's going to be 5,000. Nobody had told us that from 8,500 is going to up to 16,000. What is this? This makes it so clear. We are a puppet being played by Krishna, and still we feel I am something special. Nonsense. It's all nonsense. It's all going on like we say in Gujarati, gadariyo pravah chali raho. Everybody is going. Nobody knows where they are going. Nobody has clarity. Nobody knows what is the focus. Just going on. Wherever everybody is going, we are going. I used to ask many people, hey, yes, how gaya. Jo sabka hoga, wo hamara hoga. This is what is happening. Jo sabka hoga, wo hamara hoga. This is what research is. This is what all these big MBAs and research analysts are doing. This is all these analysis and financial ratios and everything they are doing. Crores and crores of rupees of investment. This is for this purpose. But nobody will speak because everybody is attached. Prabhuji, that attachment is so strong. That's why nobody speaks. Nobody speaks. You should be having that hardcore conviction in your life. This is all nonsense. I will do anything, but I would like to finish it off my business. I don't want to be with all these rascals who are just getting carried away and making me also getting carried away. This is what a conviction is required. And that's why in Srimad Bhagavatam it is so clearly mentioned. Srimad Bhagavatam, there is an example of Jad Bharat. Everybody knows the example of Jad Bharat, pastime of Jad Bharat. Jad Bharat was so clear. He wanted to finish his business. He didn't care for anybody. He didn't care of his, I'm not talking about Bharat Maharaj or of his next birth, about his dear, but I'm talking of Jad Bharat pastime. He was so clear. Let anybody can say anything to me. Let my family reject me, the society reject me, anybody can say anything. I am not going to compromise now. I don't want to take any chances now. I have wasted two lifetime now, as a deer and as a Bharat Maharaj. I don't want to take any chances. This is what is ideal life. Jad Bharat was so clear. Jad Bharat made his so clear commitment. It was such a, he was coming from a Brahmin family, everybody were rejected him, but yet he was so clear. Anybody can say anything to me. As Ma Bhadrapuri was saying the same way. Second example is of Vritrasura. So clear. He is telling to Indra, Indra, you are going to win and I am going to lose. But in reality, you are going to lose and I am going to win. Because you are going to stay in this material world and I am going back to Godhead. This is conviction. This is clarity. This is focus. This is what the goal of life should be. Indra, you can kill me and you enjoy this heavenly kingdom, but I don't want to enjoy anything. I just want to go back to God. This is what Srimad Bhagavatam wants to give it. This is what Gaudiya Prabhupada wants to give us. This is what we want. You should be frustrated. You should be clear about it. I want to finish it off. That's why Prabhupada used to say, please take this Krishna consciousness seriously. He was to emphasize so much about the urgency of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada used to give an example of the slaughterhouse. You know, slaughterhouse, he said, goats are going in the slaughterhouse, and the nearer the goat goes, the grass becomes more greener and greener and fresh. So because the grass is becoming more and more fresh and greener, the goat is so engrossed into it, that she doesn't understand the slaughter is just near to it and it is going to cut her up. That she doesn't understand only because she is completely engrossed into that grass. It is exactly the same thing as our life, Prabhu. 50, 60 years we have got in this material world. The more and more we spend some years, the more and more we become attached. And little bit we have got some sense gratification and we become so attached to that sense gratification that we forget that the death is in front of me now. I have to finish my business. And do you know what death means, Prabhu? Just imagine. I forget about that soul is going, and soul is going with a subtle body and gross body. That we know it. But in our practical terms, what death means? Do you know what death means? Death means in our practical terms, like a person like you and me is, whatever you have worked for 60, 70 years, everything, Krishna comes, slap you, and within half second, everything is taken away from you. That is death. It's such a humiliating experience, is it not? And still we are such a fool that we feel it, oh, everything, sab achha hai, chalta hai, maza hai. Within half second, just imagine I have this watch. If this watch has been stolen away or it falls down, and if I'm wearing this watch for 5-10 years, and if it falls down or it has been stolen away, I will not be able to sleep for 1 week. Mera ghadi kidhar gaya? Correct? I'll be so attached to it. Just imagine when this watch is not allowing me to sleep for 8-10 days, whatever you have gained for 60, 70 years, and it has been taken away within half a second, how can you be peaceful? Just imagine, how can you be peaceful? It is only that the person who is dying, who is leaving the body and who has death, he cannot give the interview to us. That's why we don't understand. If he could give us the interview that what has happened, we could understand what death means. That's why a Krishna conscious devotee should be so serious. Should be committed. Arey, baap re, ye sab hone wala hai. And nobody, koi amarpatta koi leke nahi aaya yahan pe. Nobody is having an eternal life over here. Everybody has to be suffering and everybody has to get out from this place. And everybody has to go through that experience. Everything going with the half. And the worst thing is, all your family members and everybody, they will be just crying in front of you, and they cannot do anything to you. It is such a pitiable situation, is it not? They can cry, but they cannot do anything. In fact, you will be more miserable. Kya hota hai? Kuch kaam to nahi karta hai. Such a pitiable situation. And still we feel, ye log mere hai, sambhalne wala hai mujhe. Nonsense. Nonsense. Should be so serious about Krishna consciousness. That's why Prabhupada used to say, please take this seriously. He was emphasizing on urgency of Krishna consciousness. I used to come in the morning to the temple, and I used to come in the morning just exactly at that Nana Chowk. There used to be one truck every day. Most of the days I used to see that truck. They used to bring all this chicken. They used to give to some hotel wala, and all these chickens used to be flapping here and there, and they used to pull them up. Some 8-10 chicken, and they used to give it to the hotel wala. I used to just stand in front of them, I used to chant the holy name and pray to the chicken, oh Krishna, please help them. But then I used to sit on one side and used to remember, if I don't take my Krishna consciousness seriously, I might be the chicken next birth. And they will also pull me up and put me into that hotel and prepare some chicken from my body. Just imagine, Prabhuji, whenever something some people does on you, and you cannot do anything on them, what type of a false ego has been crushed by it? Have you even thought of it? Have you even thought of it? Exactly that happens to all those chickens. They could not do anything, and that fellow is pulling them up, just sending it to the hotel. Just imagine how much your false ego would be crushed, and you just have to sit quiet. And still we are so rascal, we think both maza hai yahan pe. You have to be so clear about it. I don't want now. I'll pray for this chicken, but I don't want to be like that. Just in the morning when I come, I leave early in the morning from my house. I used to see the dogs barking because I used to come walking. I used to see the walking. The dogs cannot go to the sleep in the night just because they are hungry. And they just come around me thinking that I can give them something, biscuits or something. I used to think about these dogs. These dogs, they are hungry. Nobody is there to take care of them. They could not sleep because of hunger. I would be also like them if I am not serious in my devotional life. This is all practical, is it not? It's a very practical thing. It's all very practical. That's why a sincere devotee is that devotee who understands, Krishna, do anything in my life now. Take anything in my life. Act any way you want to do it. But whatever years you have, give me the highest destination. This is my desire, no doubt. It is you who have to, it is your mercy that is going to come up. And that is going to take me out from my side. I want to give my 100% commitment. This is Krishna consciousness. This can come up only if you have a very, very strong association, strong hearing Krishna Katha, and the most important thing is you should be really hanging on with chanting of the holy name. You should be hanging on. You should understand this is my life and death if I don't take it seriously. I don't want to get rotten away. And if you are serious, your family member will be serious. If you are not serious, everything will be casual. Specifically in the family, the head of the family has to be serious in devotional life. If he is serious, everybody will be serious. If you don't get up in the morning, your family, you cannot tell your children and the wife to get up in the morning and chant the holy name. But when your wife and children will see that this person is taking spiritual life very seriously, if we don't take seriously, wo to jayega, lekin hum idhar latak jayenge. That's why they will also take it seriously. This is what is required. But for that, the main person has to take it seriously. And it is very practical, is it not? It is not practical. Today, just see today. Just take an example. Who can say what is going to happen? Barsat aa hi nahi raha hai. What can you do? We are like a puppet. Huh? Can we manufacture water? Can we manufacture rain? Only we can do is the Bombay Municipal Corporation can say one thing. Barsat nahi aayega to 50% water cut. Kya hai? What is this? Just imagine people have spent lakhs, not crores, of rupees for buying a flat in Bombay. Ek saal barsat nahi aaya to kya hoga? Municipal corporation says you, hamare paas ye darya ka pani se kuch hone wala nahi hai. We cannot drink water. Municipal says you, Bombay people get out from Bombay. Ye jagah ka kya hoga? Usme wo 20-20 saal ka, 25-25 saal ka loan liya hai, uska kya hoga? How much we are under the puppet getting played by Krishna? Eh? Before 15, Prabhuji, at what time should I stop it? Huh? Achha, I'll just stop it in 2 minutes then. Just imagine before 15 days, not 15, 1 month back, the government, new government came. After the election and everything, a new government, and people were so happy. Bap re, were so happy. And they were so happy that within the next day itself, the census, the stock exchange, within the history of the Bombay Stock Exchange, 125 years, it has never happened that the stock exchange has been closed just because the market has improved by 15% within 10 minutes itself. It has to be compulsory closed because there are some rules for that. It has never happened. People were so happy. Now, see the situation. It is only 1.5 months now. Within 1.5 months, everything is getting subsided. Why? Because people are watching. At that time, the oil price was 45 rupees a barrel. Now it is 71 rupees. Ye kaha ja raha hai? Everything is sipsitausi. Rainfall is not coming. Can we do anything? No. Oil, we cannot do anything. Everything is skipping. Everybody is keeping quiet. Whosoever is saying, barsat nahi aa raha hai. Are aayega. Because they are so attached. Aayega. 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 Kyun aayega? Kyunki attachment. But a sincere devotee is that devotee who understands. Krishna aaya ke nahi aaya, tumhara naam main chhodne wala nahi hu. This is Krishna consciousness. Jo bhi hona hone to do roti to dega na. Nahi do roti dega to chala jaunga idhar se. Haridwar mein rahunga jahan ganga ka pani milega. Pee karke tumhara naam lene wala hu bas. Main tumko nahi chhodne wala hu. This is Krishna consciousness. Lekin if you are attached with power, position, EMI, big balance, big sense gratification you are expecting, you will be suffering and suffering. And in the end, within a half a second, everything will be gone away. And then, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, ghatareshayanam. This is what is going to happen. That's why Prabhupada makes it so clear. Thus practicing constant control of the body, mind, activities, the mystic transcendentalist, his mind regulated, attained to the kingdom of God or the abode of Krishna by cessation of material existence. This is what we want to achieve. This is what we wanted. Just control everything. Be serious. Be committed. Have a clear focus. Have a clear goal. And ready to do anything and everything for attaining that goal. You will attain the highest success. This is what Prabhupada wants to give us. This is what Gaudiya Sampradaya wants to give us. Thank you very much. I have taken lots of time. We will take, Prabhuji, one or two questions. Anybody has any questions? Sorry, I took so much time. Please forgive me. We'll ask. Anybody has any questions? Anybody else? Then we'll. Yes, Prabhu.
Does frustration help in advancing Krishna consciousness?
Pardon?
Does frustration, like people get frustrated in the material world, so does it help in advancing Krishna consciousness?
To some extent it helps in, the frustration helps it. But more important thing should be frustration from your heart. If externally you are frustrated, but in your heart that frustration has not come, it has not helped you out. But if externally you might not be frustrated, but you see this world and you get frustration from within, you have achieved the goal. A sincere person seeing this world itself should get frustration. What is the planning that has worked out? Anything has worked out? You are not miserable? We got married with our wife's daughter. Our wife is happy, nor we are happy. But we are pulling. Is it not? Is that worked out? The children is, you in the beginning you felt this is wonderful. But after some time the children is not happy. You are not happy. Is it worked out? You have a big bank balance. But bank balance is there, you wanted to be happy with that. Are you happy with it? Nothing. You have a power, a position, status, but does it help you in a Krishna consciousness or you are blissful? No. All these things makes it so clear. You have a health, good health, you went to Jamyashriyam, you did all this yoga and everything to make your health proper. Still something has gone wrong and you are miserable. All these things makes you very clear. Krishna is making me frustrated in this place. I don't want to be here. This type of a consciousness is required. And if externally you get it, wonderful, if it helps your internal consciousness. But if internal consciousness, this frustration doesn't come, and externally you are miserable, you have not achieved the goal out of it. Is it clear, Prabhu? Anybody else?
Hey, this is a clarification that this frustration may give some negation or kind of disgust with the material world. But that not necessarily increases the desire for bhakti or attraction for Krishna, because they are two separate things. I can understand that, because it may give some kind of a, just like you go to the toilet and you just come out and you feel, but that doesn't increase the positive. How does that attraction and desire for manifest?
If you get frustration from material world and if you are not attached to Krishna or you don't have the substitute, then the frustration has no value. Absolutely has no value. That's why when Brahmaji was Krishna told to Brahmaji to come out with a universe where all the living beings are going to be coming over here, Krishna made it very clear to Brahma. Arrange this material world in such a way that all the living beings who wanted to enjoy separately, they should get frustrated. But at the same time, Brahmaji was being told by Krishna, as and when they get frustrated by endeavoring to enjoy separately from me, as and when they get frustrated, you should give him the alternative to see to it that where the real pleasure is going to be there. So with, on one side, material frustration should come up, at the same time, hardcore bliss of Krishna consciousness should come up. If both the things are going together, your life will be blissful in Krishna consciousness. Is it clear, Prabhu? Anything else? We want to have that. We will do anything for that. Everybody agrees or not? So see that, Prabhuji, you help me out. I'm speaking over here, but it should not be superficial or on a talking business. Before that comes, what is the ideal? I asked once our Guru Maharaj, what is the ideal that I have not wasted my life in Krishna consciousness? He gave me a very nice example. He said, when you are on the deathbed, it depends what type of a karma you have done it. Either Yamlokam people will come or Vishnu Lok will come. Either of the people will come to take you up. Correct? When they will come to take you up, at that time, if you are prepared, you will be able to see that somebody has come. Other people will not, people around you will not understand who has come. But those, either of the one person of people will be coming to see, take you up. If you are prepared for it, if anybody is coming, you will say, hey, kidhar ja raha hai? Main idhar baitha hu, chalo. Main taiyar hu, chalo nikle. I am prepared, let us go. 60-70 साल जो मिला है उसके लिए तो मिला है सर 60-70 years whatever you have got it, that is only for that purpose. Vishnu Lok or most probably he is having that concept, only Vishnu Lok will come, not Yam Lok will come. But chalo, let us move. I am ready. This is ideal. This person who has done this type of a lifestyle, she is prepared for it. That's why we have got this 60-70 years. Why to be rotting here and there? Why to be suffering? You know that death is going to come. Death is going to take away everything. Why not I prepare it right now? Why not I plan my life right now? So that at the right time, I am easily able to understand it. Chalo, nikal jaave, tayyar hai. Chalo, nikle. And happily you go away. Because you know it. The door of Golok Vrindavan is open for you and Krishna is waiting to receive you. Because you know you have not wasted your life. This is ideal Krishna consciousness. Everybody agrees? Please pray for me. I should not waste my time. It is only possible with the devotee's mercy. Oh. Prabhuji, we'll discuss your question after that. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me for taking so much time. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki. Itai Gaur Premanande.